Joe Pasquini.
This is Joe Pasquini, a special sports talk with Nick and Bob. 7 hours to Christmas time, and as I said an hour ago, this is a special one. Quick recap of what I said at the beginning of the last hour. I've been here at KSRO since 1992, and that is when my son was born, also in late 1992, and he is here with me today. We're on the air, on the radio again, and maybe if life treats you good and you end up broadcasting your own show sometime, we'll be on the air on your show, whatever station that'll be someday.
Yeah. You bring us back.
You sounded so excited about
Yeah. We came back with the what's the official name of that song? I just know it as the Raiders.
Yeah, some NFL film.
Winds of Autumn. What is it? I think it's called Winds of Autumn or something.
The Winds of Autumn is this one.
Oh, we're just gonna play all our songs. It sounds like the same song.
No.
The autumn wind is a siren.
I'm sorry.
See?
Okay, my bad. Okay.
Blustering.
Have you heard enough of this?
Yeah.
With a rollicking song.
But touch on the Raiders. You're John Lynch, 49ers general manager.
When was the last time you said when was the last time you said I love my pillow?
There we go. We got that fixed. Somebody was in my ear there. That was interesting. You're general manager John Lynch of the San Francisco 49ers. I'm general manager Reggie McKenzie of the Oakland Raiders, and I call you and I say, "Hey John, I got Derek Carr. You have Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's switch quarterbacks."
That's pretty obvious what that answer would be.
John Lynch hangs up in 2 seconds.
Yeah, Carr makes more money than he does anyway.
Take money out of it. I'd take Jimmy Garoppolo.
But, yeah, and, you know, that was for Nick and Bob aren't here tonight. Merry Christmas to you guys and Susie, who takes care of the Facebook page for Nick. Overtime with Nick and Bob. They'll be back next week after the Raiders' last game of the season, 5-7 on KSRO. Next Sunday, the Raiders are at San Diego, and today the Raiders were officially eliminated from the NFL playoffs. What has been a disappointing season takes a thud. They also play tomorrow night here on KSRO at Philadelphia, but that is actually could be a big game for San Diego. They still have a chance to sneak into the wild card. And I said San Diego again. It's actually the Los Angeles
Chargers. Los Angeles Chargers. Yeah.
So anyway, but Merry Christmas. But we played that song to a little bit to say hi to Nick and Bob and break you with the bad news that the Raiders will not be going to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I mean, as I said, I had them going to the Super Bowl. Like, I was all in on the Raiders.
That's what I was too.
And the biggest issue is their offense just isn't very imaginative. Their defense is all right, but, like, they have Marshawn Lynch. Like, man, yeah. Marshawn Lynch is my favorite running back in the NFL, not named Frank Gore. And I just feel like he's been a non-factor. I just don't think the offense has been.
He had his moments, but just way not enough.
You have Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, Jared Cook. You have guys like that, and the offense just has a lack of an imagination. And I think that's something that's really hurt the Raiders. And also just something that you touched on earlier is they just don't come out ready to go. They come out flat quite a bit.
They were flat a few times this year that was, you know, a head scratcher. One was that Sunday night game against Washington, and the other one was that game against, was it Thursday night against Kansas City?
Yes.
Holy cow.
They won that game, though.
No. Oh, no. They won the Thursday. It was the Sunday game.
Yes, the Sunday game Kansas where the Raiders City. Lost like 35-18, something like that.
I don't remember what the score was, but they were never in the game. They scored a couple of touchdowns late to make the score look a lot closer. But and you know, Nick, and they've talked about it before, this national anthem issue came up, and there was a story right after the Washington game about that. But a lot of coincidence happened since then. Whether that was part of it or not, who knows? But for whatever reason, the Raiders are, well, they're not the biggest disappointment of the year. I guess you could say the Giants are.
Yeah, I guess.
Nick picked the Giants to win NFC East.
I don't know, man. The Giants are always that one team that, like, they're good, but I just never see them being a great team. And, like,
they're playing New England in the Super Bowl.
That's something. Eli Manning beat Tom Brady twice in Super Bowl. Like, yeah, but, yeah, I feel like
The Giants are 2-13.
The comparison I make with the Raiders, and I've tweeted this before. Jack Del Rio is the Mark Jackson of the Oakland Raiders. He's instilling a decent team, a mindset that, hey, you guys can be good. And the example I use is John Gruden's and Steve Kerr. The next guy who comes in, if he's the right guy, the right strategic guy, this Raider team can be a team that we could be talking about as Super Bowl contenders this year in, year out.
This time of the year, we'd be talking about playoffs instead of the season.
Not even just playoffs. It could be like this team can make a run in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl.
I don't know if Kerr is a great example to Gruden because Kerr was an unknown. And by the way, you say you tweet, you want to give your Twitter account?
I mean, Twitter I could. Others? It's at Pasquini.
It's up to you.
At Pasquini, Andrew. I don't like to give it out because it's Pasquini. They got to figure out how to spell my name. PASQUINI, Andrew. I tweet. I don't know. I'm not a very good tweeter.
Yeah. Well, I just use it for mainly the
news
updates and stuff like that. But right.
And I use John Gruden because I firmly believe John Gruden's the next head coach of the Oakland Raiders.
You heard it here first. His first big prediction on air, John Gruden, the next head coach of the Oakland Raiders.
But the one
should
name,
I do the breaking news thing?
No.
Okay.
The one name I kind of want to see in Oakland, Jim Harbaugh. I doubt he leaves Michigan.
Yeah,
I think for him to leave Michigan, he'd have to have the perfect thing. Yeah. I think Indianapolis is the spot for him.
He sort of had a sour experience with his pro coaching. He led a team to a Super Bowl and 3 straight NFC championship games, and he was fired before the next year
started. No, Dad, they mutually parted ways.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad.
Right. And right.
So can I put you on the spot real quick?
Why shouldn't things change after 25 years?
I got a request from one of my friends, and I want to put you on the spot. I want you to fake something for me because fake something because it's going to be tough because stuff hasn't happened. So we're in fantasy baseball, fantasy football together, right?
Right.
And so something about my dad is he's way too deep into it. He's that guy who, like, fantasy sports, he it's not as much as he likes fantasy sports. He just likes research. He's a statistician. He likes researching things. And so every Wednesday with fantasy football, he posts an update of our league in our Facebook group. And, like, it's not like a, like, Andrew's team beat this team. It's Andrew's team scored 190 points. That is the most points scored in league history. So my friend Griffin, he's in our fantasy baseball league. Nice. He misses them. He's texted me multiple times saying, hey, I miss the fantasy baseball update. So can you give an example of one just so people can hear?
Well, actually, we are in our fifth year.
It's coming up on six.
Yeah, it's coming up on sixth year of Fantasy Baseball League. And I have put together a spreadsheet of every year of every player. We've only had like two changes as far as players go, right?
What do you mean changes?
Well, we don't have 5 years ago. We don't have the same people we have now.
Yeah, we've had a handful of changes.
I think two changes or something like that. But I've kept track of who had the best week, who had the score, you know, the biggest one-sided win, the most points scored by a pitcher, and all that stuff. But, yeah, and you know, but right now where my computer was is where our Christmas tree is.
Yes.
So it's gonna be in the closet, and that's why there's been no football update this last couple
weeks. Well, everybody
in the playoffs anyway.
And everybody in our league knows I'm winning, so it's okay.
Well, you're in the championship.
Hey, man. Ezekiel Elliott and Todd Gurley get you places, okay?
This could be the Ezekiel Elliott fantasy, because you're not the only one that's happy that he's back in the nick of time. Because
who's the other one?
Everybody who has a fantasy football league team.
That's true.
That has him on his team, and the people that are playing him aren't too high. By the way, he was 24 carries for 97 yards.
Yeah, that's good for 11 points, but when you know you got sense. When you get Todd Gurley who drops 38 fantasy points. And I'm breaking my number one rule of fantasy sports right now. My number one rule of fantasy sports is nobody cares about your fantasy teams.
Well, that's probably true. And you're right about that. So why don't we take a break and come back and change the subject, and we'll do that right after this.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
I'm Klay Thompson.
I'm Draymond Green.
I'm Kevin Durant.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
Hi, this is JaVale McGee.
I'm Zaza Pachulia, and you're listening to KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of the Golden State Warriors play-by-play. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
T-Shirt Underground. Top quality, low-cost t-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Hello, my name is Justin Keyes, second generation owner of Key Auto Body in Sebastopol. I have a lot of memories of conversations with my father as he grew me to take over the reins of the business. We coined these commitments as Key-mitments. We handle all the insurance claim handling, customer pickup and delivery, rentals on site, and even online estimates from your smartphone or computer if you don't have the time to drive in. If you've unfortunately had an accident, give me a call personally at 823-7591 or visit keyautobody.com for more information. And be assured that we are Key-mitted to helping you out.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
This is how we do it. I'm Joe Pasquini on a special overtime with Nick and Bob with my son, Andrew. And you just came up with a are you kidding me stat from the 49ers game. No, it's not. They won. That's not the are you kidding me. I mean, we're getting used to that now, aren't we?
A little, yeah. Best team in the NFL if you take out the first 12 weeks of the season. Yeah. That's a fact. Yeah. First game in NFL history, the Niners and Jaguars to finish with a final score of 44-33.
And earlier this year, that's interesting because they lost to the Rams 41-39. Now, that was the first game in NFL history that – the final score is 41-39. So the Niners have had two games that first scores ever, and that's dedicated to Bob. And you get an "Are you kidding me?" So that's and the Niners didn't win today. The Raiders were eliminated from the playoffs. The Warriors' 11-game winning streak was ended last night, and tomorrow they play Christmas Day for the third straight year. It is the third straight year, right? They on Christmas
yes,
Day.
Yes.
They host Cleveland. Broadcast time here on KSRO is at 11:30 with the pregame show. And then at 5 o'clock tomorrow night, what we thought a couple weeks ago was going to be a super big game for the Raiders really isn't. They're at Philadelphia. Raiders out of the playoffs. Philadelphia's still playing for a shot at the number one seed in the NFC playoffs.
So let me ask you this with the Warriors, since we haven't really touched on the Warriors. Has the Cavs and Warriors lost its shine?
You know, I'm not sure about that because it's our Christmas Day, but I think the Warriors have gotten to the point where and a lot of good teams have done that before, that are good every year. You don't worry about games in December. Stay healthy. Be ready in March. And, you know, Curry's going to come back soon. You play him, you're still trying to win. But, you know, and I'm speaking this from a fan, every game used to be pretty big. But now you know that it doesn't really matter till March, right?
Yeah, I mean, it does. And I'm not just talking about Christmas Day. In the past 3 years, seven games in 1 year, and then the finals went seven, that's 14. Then they played two more times, that's 16. And then five-game series, it's 21. This will be the 22nd time they faced off each – if you want to count the games before the finals in the first year. That's 24. This will be the 25th time they have faced off in the past 3 years.
Yeah, but I bet you there's more teams they've played than more than that. You play the Lakers, somebody like that, four times a year, and if – well, maybe not.
See, and this is the issue with it being a three finals in a row, because you can yell at me all you want. In 2016, the Warriors were the better team. I don't care what the finals said. The Warriors were the better team.
You know I don't yell at you.
2016, I was thinking we should try to get Josh in here. He gets you riled up pretty easily. But you got 2016. The Warriors were the better team all 3 years. Plain and simple. Don't care.
Yeah.
There's a point where it's just like, okay, cool. LeBron James is on the team. You know, Kevin Love. Now Isaiah Thomas.
Well, you think
how many times
you said all 3 years? All 3 years they were the better team. There's little doubt about that. But you know, there are some Warrior fans, and I would be one that want them to beat LeBron, because a lot of things the year they didn't win, LeBron. Many people think LeBron was part of that. And when Draymond got suspended, he was part of that, and it wasn't a fair suspension. So there's still some bitter that the 73-9 team didn't win the championship. So let's beat Cleveland anytime we can.
Okay.
You buy that?
Toronto, Steph Curry's not playing.
Well,
it
that's true,
count.
Too.
It's funny because the Warriors
that's have, what do you think the over-under tomorrow for Durant and LeBron should be on how many points they score?
A lot.
80?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Let's call it 80.
Both score 40?
Both score.
And the Warriors are coming off.
What are you talking about? Draymond will shut down Durant, or shut down LeBron. KD will have 70. LeBron will have 10.
Well, there you go. But and the Warriors are coming off a flat effort last night. That was not the Warriors we know.
Yeah.
What they shoot?
20%
from the.
Oh, it was 11.
It
11%
was
from three.
Terrible game. They only scored, 80 points? I don't remember what the final score was. And you could hear even, and you know, I come to these games. I have not missed. This is the second year KSRO has broadcast the Warriors. I have not missed one game. I got a perfect record. I don't know how that rates on the streak of consecutive game for board operations in the country. I think they have a stat like that.
No.
But sometimes you hear the announcers, you hear the enthusiasm. I have the game on TV. You could see they just weren't all there last night. I like to think tomorrow they'll be there and be ready to play.
Oh, God. I just got a notification on my phone. Let's change the subject. And we can touch on the Warriors. 49ers running back Carlos Hyde says San Francisco is, quote, going to win the Super Bowl next year. But anyway, yeah. No, and the Warriors did indeed come out flat last night. And yeah, I know, right? He sounds like me. Yeah. The Warriors came out flat, and I don't expect the same thing. But to me also, like, the Warriors have the second and third best players in the league. They have Durant, Curry, Durant, whatever order you want to put it in. I've been less prone to going out and watching the Warriors when Curry's out. Because Durant, he's fantastic. He's one of my favorite players in the league.
Yeah.
You kind of know what he's going to do. Curry, you never know what he's going to do. And he's no matter how good Kevin Durant is, Curry is the guy. Yeah. Curry is the guy. He is the face of the Golden State Warriors.
And Curry might even throw his mouthpiece at a fan. Yeah,
the owner's son. Yeah. But Curry, and maybe I'm going a little too far in my generation, Stephen Curry is not only the face of the Golden State Warriors right now, he is the face of the Golden State Warriors franchise. Name a Warrior better and more important than Stephen Curry. I don't think you can.
Well, you only go back to the 90s, as some people would say.
Okay, Wilt? Do you want to call Wilt?
I don't think they won any championships.
Don't throw Rick Barry.
Yeah, I was going to say Rick Barry, but he went to the Oakland Oaks, so that hurt his cause. He went to the ABA back then.
Okay.
So you might be right about that. But
Jason Richardson?
You could say the same thing about the Giants who, well, no, you can't.
Bonds.
I was going to say, well, you also got Willie Mays. The Giants have done a great job of reaching out to their past. So the Warriors didn't do it. And this comes back to ownership.
Yes.
The last owner the Warriors have, he was there to make money, and the Warriors fans, and this bums me a little bit that people call these Warrior fans now fair weather fans when
not,
they started. Obviously they weren't. They were one of the top teams in attendance every year for a team that was, the owner was happy he was making money. He didn't care what he did after that. So, you might have a case there, right? That's something I haven't put a lot of thought into.
Because he came in, he came in with the ankle injuries, whatever. The now famous tweet from, I forget the day, I could find it in like 2 seconds because I have it on my Instagram. It was back in, if I could find it, it's good radio, me scrolling through my phone. November 11, 2009, promise to all the Warrior fans, we will figure this thing out. If it's the last thing we do, we will figure it out.
And I think they have.
I think a little bit. And and just what he's done for this franchise, not only the titles, not only the back-to-back MVPs, not even the only unanimous MVP in NBA history. Don't forget that.
That's still a head-scratcher, too.
No. And what Curry did, that 402 threes?
Well,
when nobody
I
in NBA history before that hit 300?
But, when you got – doesn't sports writers decide that?
Yes.
And when you got that, Willie Mays was not unanimous for the Hall of Fame.
But
Babe Ruth was not a unanimous for a Hall of Fame. But
Stephen
have
Curry.
Stephen Curry.
The way writers are now today, and I – hot take – a lot of writers have egos, and a lot of writers have their guys. I mean, you look at certain stations, and I'm not going to name names. You know one of them who, no matter what LeBron James does, he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
LeBron James can I've joked with friends that LeBron James, the Cavaliers will get eliminated in the first round of the playoffs, and this person, he would spin it as, well, look at LeBron trying to get his teammates involved. He's trying to get his teammates to win playoff games. He knows he can do it himself, but he tries to get teammates, and that's how people will spin it. And every individual market has that guy who has MVP votes, and
That's why it's amazing he was unanimous.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's one of the greatest achievements in NBA history.
Might be, yeah.
Because there's guys in Oklahoma City that hands down will think Russell Westbrook's better than Stephen Curry no matter what. There's guys in Texas that'll say James Harden. There's guys that'll say LeBron, all these things. And for Stephen Curry to get how many ever voters to get an unanimous MVP is just – it's unbelievable. And Stephen Curry – in itself is the most important player in Golden State history, if not the most important player in Bay Area history.
Yeah, I won't go that far, but you might be because Barry Bonds basically kept the Giants in San Francisco when he signed as a free agent. Nobody signs as a free agent for the Giants, and they were gone. The Giants were gone, but now it's headline news when they don't have a sellout.
But okay. On the Mount Rushmore of Bay Area sports players, Montana Bonds shoo-ins.
Why don't we think about that one?
Okay, yeah.
That's not bad. Let's we're going to the news in about 2 minutes. So that takes some thought. But you're right. Montana and Bonds
would be, in my opinion, would be the only two shoe-ins.
Would be the only two shoe-ins.
It depends what you base it.
Bonds has to be there because, like I said, the Giants were gone. Now they got a new stadium. Montana, because he was Montana, but would you put coaches there or was it just
I'm talking players.
Okay, just
I'm
players.
Talking players because in coaches' sense, it's Harbaugh.
No. No. But, I hear what you're saying on that. But, that's a good thought.
So let's debate. So we'll tease it the next segment. We'll debate the Bay Area sports player Mount Rushmore.
And that's what we're doing here today. This show is not going, as I said, we're not sure where it's going to go. It's just me and Andrew talking sports like we've had the last 25. Well, he couldn't talk to him. He was two, and then we couldn't shut him up. But we've done that since he was a kid, and we'll do that for another half hour after the news here on KSRO.
If only in my
Talk Radio. North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Run out of time shopping for holiday gifts? Not to worry, says ABC's Maggie Rooley.
Many retailers are offering up big post-holiday deals. Experts predicting discounts up to 30% on video games and up to 60 to 80% off certain clothing if you wait until January.
Snowy conditions could make Christmas travel difficult for many, especially in parts of the Midwest and Northeast, and other storms dumping snow in the Northwest. Foggy conditions this morning at an airport outside of Lakeland, Florida, when a small plane crashed on takeoff, killing all five people on board. The cause is under investigation. President Trump spending the holiday at his South Florida estate. Today he played golf. He also tweeted some criticism of Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Christmas security's tighter in some places, including New York City, in the wake of two recent attacks there. And NORAD's tracking Santa Claus as he makes his way towards the United States. He was last seen over Brazil. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Want small town dental care with big city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140, Forestville Family Dentistry.
Looking to buy or sell a home in Marin or Sonoma County? Call Bradley Real Estate's top producer, Tony Schroyer, at 415-640-2754. Or email Tony, that's Tony with an I, at BradleyRealEstate.com. Homeowners, realtors, and contractors all use PNM Demolition Company. Why? Just check out the Yelp reviews. PNM can remove your deck, shed, or barn, even tear down a complete house. They also do interior tear-outs. Fixing up the yard? They'll tear out your old concrete patio. In need of another removal task? Just call and ask. Tight access? No problem. Call Brian. Had the same cell number for 21 years. 707-888-2036. Online at pnmdemolition.com.
Sunny skies are on the way today, though overcast at 54, 56 on the coast. Some clouds tonight, low 36, 40 on the shores. Sunny tomorrow at 62, 59 in Bodega Bay. Mostly blue skies for Tuesday at 61, 58 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
A special edition of Overtime with Nick and Bob, Joe Pasquini, along with my son Andrew. As I said at the beginning of the show, 25 years here at KSRO. Andrew is 25 years old, and we are here on the radio for together. And we've been just talking sports like we've had all our life. And he was a little worried that we didn't put much prep into it for the show, but we're going all over the place, and you came up with a pretty good idea before the last break. Why don't we revisit that?
So Bay Area sports, you know, it's a thing. You know, Bay Area, you got the Giants, Niners, Warriors, Sharks, A's, Raiders. At least the Raiders for a few more years, and
a break in between.
There's been a lot of generational superstars and even personal superstars, you know, because there's always those players that for whatever reason they stick out. JT Snow comes to mind. Like, never really like the greatest players, but you remember them. So the Mount Rushmore, and I'm stealing this idea from a podcast I listen to, kind of the Mount Rushmore of Bay Area athletes. I don't want coaches, I don't want owners, I don't want GMs, because coaches, owners, GMs, you know, you got Walsh. You got to throw John Madden in.
You got to throw Al Davis in, too.
Got to throw Bruce Bochy in.
Yeah.
Got to throw certain guys in. And I just want to talk players, because players are kind of what...
That's a deal.
And during the break,
it's funny, you mentioned JT Snow. I wanted to mention that when we're talking that, but you just remember players because of the way they play. And that was the same in the 80s. Not too many remember him, but my favorite Giant during the 80s was shortstop Jose Uribe.
Nobody can ever guess my favorite Giant.
Right now?
No, just ever. Kenny Lofton.
Oh, I could.
He was a Giant for what, 6 months?
Yeah, that might be right.
And that's mainly
didn't he hit a home run in his first game?
First game, I remember you called me at daycare because Kenny Lofton got traded to the Giants during the day.
Right.
I got to my friend's house. I'm like, no, we're watching the Giants game because Kenny Lofton's like the best player of all time. Hits a home run. He also made the final out in Game 7 of 2002.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
See, I'm trying to block 2002 out of my mind. I'm not as bummed as that what happened this
year. The reason I bring back JT Stone is because, as I said, there's always that there's players that were never the greatest, but fan bases remember it. They just remember them for whatever reason. I mean, Pat Burrell is going to be one.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned JT Snow. He had the first year at AT&T, and back then it was called Pac Bell Park. He hit the most famous home run of the season. It was Game 2 against the Mets, a 3-run homer in the bottom of the ninth that tied the game at 4-4. And the way things are with the Giants before 2010 with Bochy and Posey and the gang, it was the biggest moment of the year, but not only did they lose that game, they lost the series.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yep.
So during the break, I just threw down names. I kind of listed it. And I think that a lot of this is going to come down to generation. Because
So you're not going past the 18. You're not going back to candlestick time.
I might. Yeah, I have a few. Okay. I have a few. Because one of my favorite arguments that you and I ever had, and I think I finally got you on my side. Greatest Niner running back. I'm Team Frank Gore. You're Roger Craig.
Yes.
And I think it's just mainly because it's generational.
That could be true.
So
unless
so,
it's so clear cut, and I really this very, one isn't a very clear cut
because one of them is a top five all time leading rusher.
Yeah, but
are we going to do this on air?
Well, if you want it, but Roger Craig was he had I'll bet you, and I'm going to look at the stats while you go through your, but I'll bet you Roger Craig had more passing yardage than Gore did. Gore has.
Okay. Cool. I mean, okay. If he's a receiver.
Let me look why you.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
So they're.
I'm pretty sure you're right. I'll concede that, but it's a running back. Frank Gore is one of the best.
Well, that's what the West Coast offense was. Long handoffs.
That's great. That's great. But I would
It was great. They won four Super Bowls. They got a decade to themselves.
In sense of individual player, if I'm saying, hey, you get a pick of running back, who do you want? I'm taking Frank Gore in a heartbeat.
Okay.
So the name, I just kind of wrote
anybody
down some names.
Anybody over 30 would not agree with that in a heartbeat.
And they anybody under Gore. 30, Frank Gore is on my team. So
that's true.
So I wrote down some names. Raiders I struggled with for whatever reason. Mainly because
you don't like the Raiders except for that moment that they had Jerry Rice.
Yeah, that's true. But also, too, like I wasn't alive for their first in L.A., so like I just know the Raiders, and like Bo Jackson's one of their greatest players, but he was more L.A. than Oakland, right?
He was all L.A.
So that's
I don't
what, that,
think
that's
he was
what
ever
I mean.
In Oakland.
That's what I mean. Like I can't put my brain on Bo Jackson. He's a Raider, but Oakland, LA. So I'll start with the Sharks because can't forget about the Sharks. So
what are you doing? One for each team?
I'm just listing. No, I'm not. No, we're picking four.
I didn't even think about the Sharks.
I'm picking four, but I'm just kind of listing possible for each team. You know what I mean?
I thought there was five.
No, Mount Rushmore's four.
Huh?
It's Washington, Roosevelt, Lincoln, and Jefferson.
They get.
I think I'm right.
There's one thing that that we don't compare on at all. He is the brains of the family. He's got a Sacramento State diploma. I was never close to that. So go ahead. Okay. You might be right.
Yeah, Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, and then Roosevelt. There we go. Boom. There's your Mount Rushmore. Okay. So, yeah, I just kind of listed players from each team. I'm going to start with the Sharks because – whether people know it or not, the Sharks have actually been one of the most consistent teams in the Bay Area. Like, you think about it, they've 15 years and they've been in the playoffs pretty much every year except one, and they've consistently got bounced in the postseason too. And the only two I really can come up with that is Patrick Marleau and Joe Thornton. The Sharks are a relatively new franchise.
Joe Thornton came by a trade. I don't know that much about the Sharks, but wasn't Patrick Marleau pretty much since the first team?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
So, and I'm not saying they're on the Mount Rushmore Barrier Sports.
I bow to you on that one.
I'm not saying they're on the Mount Rushmore. I'm just saying possibilities for each team.
Yeah, I understand. I would bow to that.
For the Raiders, Tim Brown. That's the only name I can come up with. Literally the only
Tim
name.
Tim Brown was more...
He was Oakland. Tim Brown was... He was on the Super Bowl team that lost to the Buccaneers.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
Well, I'm giving my age away on that.
Tim Brown, thinking about it, Rich... You want to throw Rich Gannon? I don't know. Rich Gannon was fine. Oh, I forgot. Charles Woodson. You cannot have...
Well, this is... And that could be true, but this is generational. I think you'd have to put Stabler on that list.
And that's my issue. Stabler was Oakland?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, then Stabler. We'll throw Stabler on there.
Stabler would never didn't go to L.A.
As I said, one of my issues with the Raiders was I wasn't alive when they were in L.A., so I don't know the difference.
Well, yeah, this was – and I always thought it was the NBA should just get a big raspberry – or not the NBA, but the NFL, who decides the Hall of Fame, should get a big raspberry that they didn't put him in the Hall of Fame until after he passed away.
Yeah.
And I hated the Raiders back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Don't hate him as much now, but.
So Oakland A's. Oakland A's. There's a few interesting names I have. Mark McGwire was the first name that came to mind. And he wasn't necessarily a career A, but he was part of the Bash Brothers. Eric Chavez.
Since he did most of his with the Cardinals,
yeah.
I'd have a hard time with that.
Eric Chavez.
Actually, you know, from your lifetime, the A's wouldn't get on any Mount Rushmore.
Well,
I got
one that might. Jason Giambi, Jose Canseco, Vita Blue. Reggie Jackson.
Okay, now you're moving back to my time.
Reggie Jackson.
I was going to say Reggie Jackson.
Josh Donaldson. I put Donaldson up there. He's decent. And then the one I think you can make an argument, every prospect they've ever acquired. Because
they help other teams win the championship.
Exactly. Yeah, every prospect they've acquired.
Okay.
That's my A's. The Sharks, Raiders, A's. I think the only two for the Raiders you kind of have a choice for would be my generation, Charles Woodson, your generation, Stabler. I think those are the only two Raiders you could say.
Woodson, you make a good point. I sort of forgot about that. And he ended up as a good Raider.
I don't think you can convince me on any A's player being there. And I don't think you can convince me on Sharks. The Warriors.
You know, the reason with the A's, they won the back-to-back championship in the 70s. But most of their players that on that team, they made bigger headlines later on in life with other teams.
Yeah.
Like Reggie with the Yankees.
Yep. That's kind of how they traded Josh Donaldson. He won MVP the next season. And also, I could be a little biased because I'm a Giants and Niners fan where, you know, A's and Raiders are kind of always taking a back seat. But then we'll jump into the Giants, Niners, and Warriors. Giants, the first six names that came to my mind. Bonds, Mays, Posey, Lincecum, Bumgarner, Will Clark.
Hey, that's not too bad, but you can only have four. Mays for sure. Bonds has got to be there, but we talked about that earlier.
So are we agreeing Bonds is on the Bay Area sports?
Oh, Bonds, absolutely.
Okay, Barry Bonds gets the first.
And I don't care. He should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't care about the steroid.
So Barry Bonds is the first name on the Bay Area
absolutely.
Athlete. Mount Rushmore.
And then the other people you name was, I like obviously Mays. There's some people back then that were old enough to remember that'll say the most popular Giant of that time in the 60s was actually Stretch, Willie McCovey.
Yeah, no, McCovey. Yeah. McCovey's definitely another one.
Yeah. But Clark is a good one, especially since he's still, and you know, well, you only wanted players, but they were players too. They're not famous why they'd be on this list, but Crook and Kipe, what they mean to the Giant organization.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously more than broadcasting.
Posey,
I mean, not baseball.
Posey, Lincecum, Bumgarner are interesting ones because they're the only three that would come from the Giants that have World Series titles.
Right.
49ers. So Bonds, we agree on. Montana, I think he's your other shoe-in.
Yeah.
So we'll put Montana on it. I got Jerry Rice. I have Frank Gore, Steve Young, Terrell Owens, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay. I don't think anybody would be – well, we'll see where we go with this. But, you know, I have a hard time – Jerry Rice, yes, for sure. Okay. And I think he would be number three on the bottom of the list. But let's see what we do. I don't know how many teams you got left.
I got the Warriors. Warriors are the only team I got.
We aren't doing the Earthquakes.
You want to go Sabercats too? How about San Francisco Demons?
Yeah.
Sonoma County Crushers?
No, you're doing San Francisco, right?
How about San Francisco Seals?
I don't even remember the Seals, man. So that was in my time.
So I got the Warriors left. All right. The only one I could come up with Warrior-wise is Curry. I wrote down TMC.
Yeah, Curry...
And I wrote down We Believe.
I can't argue with Curry at all, obviously. But, you know, back in the – that's another one. When the Warriors won that championship in 75, you know, Rick Barry was the MVP. But, again, back in that time, the most popular Warrior wasn't on the championship team, and that was Nate Thurman.
Yeah,
he was just got traded to the Bulls, which was, you know, he missed out on that championship team. So, yeah, the Warriors are a tough one. And, you know, some of this is just developing for the Warriors. We're not even close to done to see what the Warriors are going. So, yeah, okay.
I'd put Curry there. I think Curry, as I said, for what he's done for this franchise, Kerr helped, Jackson helped. But he's a big part why the Warriors went from the laughingstock of the league to the – one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
And, you know, that's what people sort of forget now. They were the laughingstock of the league.
Yes.
I mean,
they were the laughingstock of the league.
And they had lost me. I was sick of their ownership, sort of like I am with the Niners these days. But, they were the laughingstock. I used to think there was a rule. Everybody makes the NBA playoffs except for the Warriors and Clippers.
And the Clippers got good, too.
They didn't sustain it. That was going to be a great rivalry. Okay, so we got three names out. We'll get the
Bonds,
fourth name.
Montana,
we only got one segment left. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Airport Express was sold to a company in Virginia?
Yeah, they decided they're pretty much retired, and I'm happy for them. They deserve to kick back.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Chianti Cucina is a friendly, family-style Italian restaurant, voted Diner's Choice winner for the past 5 years. They're gluten-free and feature homemade pastas, aged Angus steaks, fresh organic produce, and fresh seafood daily. Their cozy dining room has a warm fireplace with a friendly ambiance. Chianti Cucina at 7416 Redwood Boulevard in downtown Novato. Call 415-878-0314 for reservations and receive a free dessert when you mention Overtime with Nick and Bob.
Christy Spina Insurance Agency, a farmer's insurance agency, is a family-owned and operated business since 1984. With two convenient locations in Santa Rosa and Novato, Spina Insurance Agency is a multi-lines agency covering auto, motorcycle, home, boat, life, business, as well as providing financial products. At the Spina Insurance Agency, their main goal is to work with you to create a tailored insurance plan because they know that no one insurance plan fits all. Now, with the heartbreaking disaster that the Valley Fire brought, Spina Insurance wants to remind you to review your current homeowner's coverage to make sure you are covered for when the unexpected happens. Visit them at 3900 Mayette Avenue in Santa Rosa or 530 Alameda Del Prado, Suite A in Novato. Give them a call, 523-3006. That's 523-3006. Christy Spina Insurance Agency, license number 0E13855.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Every day, taking care of business. Every way, taking care of business. It's all mine, taking care of business.
This special overtime with Nick and Bob, we've got about 10 minutes left. I'm Joe Pasquini with my son, Andrew. Just a quick NFL today. Raiders were eliminated from the playoffs. The Niners won again. Four wins in a row. They're now 5-10. The Raiders will be on tomorrow against the Eagles. And when we left, we had three of them on our
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore. That's right. So we need one more. The three Bay Area Mount Rushmores were Montana, Bonds, Curry. So we need one more.
I just want to have fun real quick. What state is Mount Rushmore in?
I thought there was five, so
South Dakota.
Really?
South Dakota. So yeah, Bonds.
Sorry about that. The one person from South Dakota who might be listening to this.
So yeah, we got Bonds, Montana, Curry. For me, it comes down to three names out of all the names we listed that aren't on it. It's Mays, Rice, Charles Woodson. And I think you and I are going to agree on the last name.
The Woodson's, I would pick even before Mays, because what I said earlier, Willie McCovey was more popular than Willie Mays. He could play a mean center field.
Top five player of all time.
Yeah, no, well, absolutely. But and Woodson, though, he was a good Raider for sure. But, you know, with that, I would lean towards Jerry Rice only because his records were – just out of this world. And every time a record is broken for the wide receiver, in fact, today in the NFL, Larry Fitzgerald, he went over the 15,000-yard mark. He also scored a touchdown, 15th most scoring time of all time. And he completed his first pass of his career. But Larry Fitzgerald, and he's 15th in scoring. He's not even close to Rice.
Yep.
So that's why I'd pick Rice.
Yeah, and I agree. I'd go Rice. And the biggest reason why is he's the greatest football player of all time.
Yeah, that's probably true. You know, it's interesting. You know, the NFL have that top 10 shows. They have the top players of all time. They have Montana number two and Rice number one, but in the best 49ers of all time, they have Rice number two and Montana number one, and I think they got both of those right.
Yeah, because Montana meant to the franchise of the 49ers, it's way more than what Rice did.
Yeah, everything was rolling by the time Montana.
And I mean, the Niners have two of the top three greatest players in NFL history. In order, it's Rice, Brady, Montana.
Yeah, I
think you and I came to an agreement after Super Bowl 51 that it's time.
No, you know, that had a lot to do with it, and you know, that could be argued forever. Like, old time players will still say Willie Mays is the best player of all time, but you know, the main thing, add that comeback to his legacy, and plus he's 41 or 40 years old and he still looks like as good as ever, and you know they're probably the favorite for the Super Bowl again this year.
Yeah,
close call, but they're probably the favorite.
Yeah, yep. Every year they have to be the favorite, especially with him and Belichick. So
we're running down to our last 5 minutes, and I this has been a blast sitting here on the radio talking with my son, and I hope you enjoyed it half as much as I did, and hope we didn't bore you. I'd like to thank Jim Murphy and the KSRO staff for giving us this 2 hours. I really appreciate it. And you know, as I said, I've been working for KSRO for I've been at this station for 25 years, and I don't really tell a lot of people that because I've met other celebrities that seem stuck up, and I didn't want to give that impression. In fact, I have a guy at work who heard me tell somebody that I'm working at Castle Road this weekend, and he thought I was full of you-know-what because he thought I was bragging about. Then he heard me on the radio, and he said, oh, you are. But, and, you know, of course, we just started winter, and we, after having a fall that we would like to forget, but we know we never will. And that week in October, I wasn't here as much as, you know, in normal circumstances I would have been. So when I say this, I'm not bragging about myself, but I, as I said, I don't tell too many people how that I'm on KSRO, but I was bragging that whole week about the coverage of KSRO and that I know these people. Pat Kerrigan, Heather Black, Steve Gardner, Jackson, and then behind the scenes, like what I am most of the time, Mike DeWald. And then there's also Kathy Slack, and she sort of represents the non-on-air people that were here hour after hour doing a job for KSRO. And I know we've talked about, the station's talked about, you know, patting themselves on the back, but I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm patting those guys. They just did a super job. It really made us feel relaxed when, you know, during the middle of that week, Andrew, and you were in Sacramento, and we were texting back and forth. The middle of that week, it really felt like this city was going to get away from us because It just didn't seem like it was going to happen. But congratulations to them, and again, thanks to the KSRO management.
Yeah, that week was, you know, being in Sacramento was rough. And, I mean, it's still, you know, something we can't – obviously can't forget. It's something we can't get away from. I mean,
no, not
as I said, we'll advertise it because I think it's something people from Santa Rosa should watch, especially if you're a sports fan.
Oh, that's right.
NFL, the NFL Facebook, Twitter page, all you got to do is search it. They released a six-minute mini documentary.
Go to YSN365's Facebook page. Yeah, they got it there.
Well, you could find it. You know, they did a six-minute mini documentary of the Cardinal Newman football team, just of the way their team was affected by the fires and all that. I haven't watched it. I've watched bits and pieces of it.
And we emphasize this is just a sign, just a small sample. Cardinal Newman got the publicity. Their high school, of course, was pretty much destroyed by that fire. But, you know, a lot of people are Cardinal Newman, and really that football team represents Cardinal Newman, or this area a little bit, on how they recovered from everything. And I also want to mention, I don't want to forget about this either. As soon as Andrew in Sacramento saw this was happening, he started putting out messages on Facebook for his friends that Santa Rosa needs help. And we need to get some stuff to Santa Rosa. And 2 weeks later, he brought us, what was it, three carloads,
about 40 garbage bags full.
No, it was just incredible how much support he got. You could see it on his Facebook page, too, back then. And we ended up bringing it all to the Teamsters, which were back to the station. So that was part of everybody in Santa Rosa and the area coming together. And hopefully we move on and try to get better. And hopefully next year will be better than what this year ended.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I really appreciate it. This was a blast.
Yeah, it was. And if anything we can learn from this show is Jimmy Garoppolo is the best quarterback in Niner history.
And we also can learn that anybody can get a mic and get on the radio.
not necessarily.
No, not necessarily. Don't forget tomorrow. It's a big sports day. I'll be behind the scenes again. 11:30 pregame show, Warriors in Cleveland. 5 o'clock pregame show. The Raiders will be at Philadelphia. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's to everybody.
Until next Christmas Eve on a Sunday.
There you go. Merry Christmas, everybody, and have a nice evening.
Yeah.
I'll be home for Christmas, where the love light gleams.